Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Supreme Industries, hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aasim Bharde from DAM Capital Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Bharde.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors, I would like to welcome everyone to Supreme Industries Q1 results call. From the management side, we have Mr. M.P. Taparia, Managing Director, Mr. P.C. Somani, CFO, and Mr. R.J. Saboo, VP, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary. We'll give the call now to Mr. Taparia for his opening comments.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bharde. I am M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I, along with my colleague, Shri P.C. Somani, CFO, and Shri R.J. Saboo, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited stand-alone and consolidated financial results for the quarter ended 30th June 2023. The stand-alone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll briefly give you company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 148,544 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 2,340 crore during the first quarter of the current year, against sale of 108,922 tons and net product turnover of rupees 2,169 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 36% and 8% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the first quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 2,383 crore and rupees 343 crore, as compared to rupees 2,211 crore and rupees 327 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 8% and 5% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the first quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 283 crore and rupees 216 crore, as compared to rupees 268 crore and rupees 214 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 6% and 1% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the quarter ended 30th June 2023, as compared to the corresponding quarter of previous year, has been as under: plastic piping system business grew 48% by volume and 11% in value term. Packaging product segment business grew by 5% in volume and degrew by 1% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew by 4% in volume and degrew by 1% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew 15% by volume and 10% in value term. The overall turnover of value-added product remains at rupees 756 crore during the current quarter, as compared to rupees 761 crore in the corresponding period of previous year. The company has total cash surplus of rupees 951 crore as on 30th June 2023, as against cash surplus of rupees 738 crore as on 31st March 2023. business outlook. Polymer prices witnessed a downward bias and continued to fall, albeit in a range-bound manner. During the quarter, prices of various polymers fell between Rs. 5 to Rs. 8 per kilo, except for polypropylene, which fell down by Rs. 13 per kilo, causing moderate inventory losses across the product segment of the company. The company has taken in hand a project to make PVC window profile and doors at its newly acquired 32-acre site at 15 kilometers away from Kanpur. The initial capacity planned will be 10,000 tons per annum. The company intends to sell window profile and complete window from this site. Later on, company will put up window making facility at several of its manufacturing sites. The initial investment in this project will be around Rs. 160 crore, and after attaining full capacity, the company made additional turnover of about Rs. 350 crore annually in this segment. The company is ready to see the business opportunity and continue to commit required investment. During the year, company had planned to add four additional systems, that is PP, multi-layer silent pipe system, gas pipe system, PE aluminum PE piping system, and PPR piping system for industrial application, along with its existing 36 system and its flagship plastic piping business. Project execution has commenced for setting up of dedicated greenfield unit at Malanpur near Gwalior to manufacture varieties of industrial and ball valve. The company continues to commit new investment to increase range of value-added product in its piping business. Expansion of capacities and enlarging the product basket is underway, which will increase installed capacity of this division to 750,000 tons per annum by end of fiscal year 2024, against present capacity of 6 lakh tons per annum. The company continues to focus more on major product sales from cross-laminated film, which would help in better realization and improved profitability. Company plans to introduce newly developed cross-plastic film is progressing well, and plant with a capacity of 2,500 tons per annum should be in operation by end of fiscal year 2024. The company's furniture business is expected to grow well during the year, backed by softening of polypropylene prices and introduction of several premium products in the range. The company has 244 numbers of showroom as on 30th June 2023 and are being added regularly where quality furniture produced by the company is available. In industrial component division, passenger vehicle segment in auto sector is continuing its bullish trend and expected to remain positive during the year. Impending festival season and overall positivity in the economy should help the appliance segment of the division gather steam going forward, which will improve the business of industrial component division. The material handling division product portfolio is doing reasonably well, keeping in pace with the major drivers of material handling product like automobile, FMCG, white goods and retail. To meet the diverse needs of the customer, newer products are being introduced. Supplies of tailor-made solutions with customized crates are growing, and most models of garbage bin range, which started recently, have been selling quite well. Composite LPG cylinder division continues to supply new age composite LPG cylinder to Indian Oil Corporation against its LOI as per schedule issued from them. It is also pursuing with other oil marketing companies for promoting composite cylinder in domestic market, showcasing the safety to human life that the cylinder provides. Efforts continue to expand geographical reach and add new customer, which is a long drawn process due to nature of the product. In particularly packaging division, the strategy to drive growth both in volume and value, which enhanced profitability across product line, is yielding positive result. Division continues to focus on development of new application, value engineering to provide best product with customized solution and increase its export business by strengthening distribution needs in newer markets. The performance packaging division of the company is functioning optimally with its existing capacity. The division serves different market segments in food and various non-food industries and working toward post-extrusion value-added product for better margin. The division is focused to boost the sale of exported products to the whole world market. The company has a capex plan in excess of Rs. 750 crore for the current year, including carry-forward commitment of previous year. Entire capex shall be funded from internal accrual. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter and year ended under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleague, Sri Pishi Sawani and Sri R.J. Sabu, are available to reply to various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Venkatesh Balasubramaniam from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the opportunity. My first question is it possible to quantify what was the inventory loss which was there in the current quarter?
Yeah, particular rubbish.
Hello?
Around 40 crore rupees.
40 crores. Okay, okay. Now, the other thing is, this quarter your volume growth was very strong. It was almost like, what, 36%? And out of that, there was like a 48% growth on the pipe side. Was this something you expected, or if it was ahead of expectation, what exactly is driving this growth?
We expected, that's why the volume was available in the company. The volume must be available also in the company. You see, dear friend, this week on the best, last year, first quarter was very weak, if you recall.
Okay. Yes, so, yes.
Last quarter being very weak, we were expecting good growth for coming from agriculture market. Infrastructure, we were preparing ourselves that there is going to be good growth demand the way government is giving push to infrastructure. And we are glad to see that government is taking many initiatives to boost the infrastructure. So our big growth in the piping division came from agriculture and infrastructure in the first quarter.
Okay.
And both were expected, so we were prepared with raw material and with the capacity.
Okay. Okay. Now my last question is, what is your guidance for volume growth, revenues and EBITDA margin for the current year post the first quarter?
The overall company or what?
Overall company.
Overall company, we anticipate volume growth of 20% plus.
Okay.
And operating profit margin 14% plus.
Okay. And what about revenues? You have a revenue number in mind?
Around 11,000 crores.
Around 11,000 crores. Okay. 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 But, sir, if you actually extrapolate this 20% kind of growth, so if you take 20% growth on last year and you take the first quarter realization, you don't get to 11,000 crores. You get to a much lower number. So are you expecting, does this also factor in the fact that over the next 9 months, PVC prices and plastic prices overall will go up? Is that something which you have factored into your numbers?
Now prices started firming up already.
Okay. So there is an element of higher prices in the next 9 months, which has been factored in. Because
the increase in value-added product business also.
Okay. Okay. Now, the reason given is...
There are so many factors added, dear friend. Please.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. All the very best.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. Three questions. Firstly, on margins, pipes and industrial segment, I think the margins reported are lower. Why? Could you elaborate, please, what is the reason and what is the outlook on the same, please?
In piping system, the first quarter we earned 14.27%. It must be better than last year first quarter.
He's talking YOY. Huh? You are comparing with the previous quarter.
No, I am comparing EBIT per ton for plastic pipes. This quarter is about 16.6 rupees a kg. Last year, same quarter, it was about 19 rupees a kg. So why is the decline, please?
Yeah, the principal two reasons. One is the agri volume. Agri and infra, because the volume growth which has come in this quarter is because of agri volume and infra volume, which are low value-added products from that perspective. Since the last year the volume was less of those products, the overall margin per kg what you are looking is was better. Secondly, in this first quarter, as mentioned, about 40 crore rupees of inventory loss has come, which also comes to about 3 rupees a kg in overall volume of piping.
It was in piping also, in other segment also. It was across the board, all the polymer prices fallen.
Sir, my understanding was even last year, same quarter, you would have had a very large inventory loss, right?
Last year was very poor. Last year was margin was 12.55%.
EBITDA margin.
EBITDA margin.
Right. So if I account for inventory loss even last year, then why should the EBIT fall so much? That's purely because of me.
We sold more agri pipe and more infrastructure pipe in the first quarter this year.
Got it, sir. So just to understand this more better, like what do we do in infrastructure pipes? Could you elaborate like what product and
we
what
supply
I'm talking
person about? Pipe to them from Nal Se Jal.
What is the volume contribution for Nal Se Jal?
7,000 and extra we sold last this quarter.
So first quarter of this year we have sold 7,000 tons into Nal Se Jal.
7,000 extra compared to the first quarter last year.
Achha, extra. What is the absolute amount, sir, for the quarter?
Actual quarter maybe 12,000 tons.
12,000 tons. Okay, got it, sir. So moving forward, what is the volume growth expected for industrial and packaging segments for fiscal 24?
The industrial and packaging segments is about 10 to 12%.
Sir, just trying to verify, I mean, on the TV interview, the overall company volume growth is guided towards 20% plus. Piping is about 23-24% plus for fiscal 24. So if industrial packaging is at 10-12%, how do we get to that 20%?
Volume, we anticipate a growth of 34,000 tons. And packaging art together is expected to be 64,000 tons.
Okay, this is the total volume for the year, is it?
Total volume for the whole year.
34,000 and 64,000 respectively.
64,000 packaging film industrial component, 34,000.
Okay, got it, sir.
Industrial and industrial we count material handling also and also composite. So if I combine all together, it will be 67,000.
Okay, got it, sir. Got it. And last question, sir, from my side.
Industrial, which comprise industrial, material handling, and composite, all three together.
Understood, sir. Understood. Lastly, for the PVC window and door, the capex you said is 160 crores. Is that included in 750 crores?
Yes, it is included.
Okay. And this will be part of industrial segment or furniture segment?
So part of plastic piping system, which we may change the nomenclature to building solution when we start the production. We will decide that time whether we want to keep a separate segment or we keep as a part of building solution.
Okay, got it, sir. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you so much for answering. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I'll just carry forward on the prior question. Sir, you indicated Nulphage's volumes. Sir, how much is the revenue contribution over here? And how should one understand the corresponding working capital and margins?
Which age? I can which question.
Nulphage's revenue contribution.
Which one?
Nulphage's. This pollution pipe, what we are supplying.
I don't know the number. Industry, pollution pipe, sale value.
Yeah, revenue contribution.
Yeah. Number, but that includes trade market also, no?
Yeah. This.
There are many products now, so it is not possible immediately to give you because it is not only pipe, we are selling also electrofusion fitting and compression molded fitting. So immediately it is not available.
Okay. Sir, if I ask you the question the other way around, we had this Maharashtra government order of around, I think, 800 crores. Would we have supplied something like 200-250 crores in this quarter or if I take 150 rupees per kg?
Our order is 480 crore rupees to be supplied in 31 period. 30-month period, 480 crores, not 800 crores.
40-month period, 480 crores. Okay. And sir, how different will the...
Maybe by now we might have supplied 100 crores rupees.
Okay, sure. And sir, how different will be the credit days and margins for this particular order? Is it at par with the company level or is it a tad lower?
Yeah, 30 days. That is the only place where we give credit. Other contractors, we buy, sell them either advance payment or against LC. We don't give them clean credit. Maharashtra government only, we agreed to give them clean credit.
Okay. And sir, margins?
Margins are nominal margin. In this business, the margins are low.
Okay. And sir, one broader question. Are we looking at any professional appointments at the CEO, CXO level, at the company level?
I am professional now.
Okay, you are there, absolutely.
So what? I am professional now.
Okay. Done, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on great set of volumes. Just a couple of questions from my end.
You are the first person to come to it. Thank you very much. tell us, please.
Sir, please, just wanted to understand, you have this time spoken about PVC windows and door segments in your press release. Just wanted to understand how big is the opportunity and how are you looking at things here?
It's a very big opportunity in China. The market for plastic window and door is 4.5 million ton. India is around 100,000 ton. Population India, China, more or less same. Then the opportunity you can calculate.
Right. And are there existing players in this particular market or currently Indian market is being, import-driven?
Several players, several fabricators. There are so many foreign companies that are also playing. They are principally importing profiles from their respective countries and offering customized window. We made a plan to make the window profile and make window. And we will be appointing fabricator also, who will give customized window. It's a long-drawn game and we are going to stay in a long-drawn basis. We consider business is great potential for which company people have to work very hard for several years.
Understood, sir. So secondly, you also mentioned on the PVC prices front that you see, upward, from now on, prices firming up. And this particular quarter, you've seen a 40 crore kind of an inventory loss. Are you building in this inventory loss, maybe, you know, going ahead, this will get offset by some amount of gains, or you see not that amount of PVC price increase? So some thoughts on PVC prices, sir.
Some gain may come, And as on today, we do not see any more inventory loss.
Understood, sir. So that's it from my end, and thanks a lot and all the very best.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Abhishek from DSP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So just a couple of questions. In the industrial division, also there is margin weakness on a sequential basis. Is it due to inventory or is there any other factor?
Industrial division, the margin is better compared to last year's the same quarter. We have seen the industry component, we earn more money than last year percentage-wise. So every company, we earn every segment of industry component better margin than last year.
Sir, I was more referring to on a sequential basis, but I can take that offline.
Sequential basis, okay. Sequential basis, okay. I have given the full year. Sequential basis component, last year first quarter we earned 10.08%. This year first quarter we earned 10.14%. In material handling, last year first quarter we earned 10.3%. This year earned 10.79%.
Sequential, you are asking fourth quarter versus first quarter, isn't it?
Fourth quarter versus first quarter. That is not relevant to us. All this quarter to quarter is relevant. We are not in... banking business or IT business.
Sure, sir. Sure. So the other thing is, you
spoke about... What about the... we can compare for us, for our type of business, please.
Okay, fair. Sir, in terms of the PVC window, and you know, you also spoke about building solutions, so are there some other products also which in the future you could evaluate on similar lines? There are some other products as well which one has not tapped into.
Possible in building solution. As you come along, we will go on conveying to you whenever we take up new product.
Okay. Okay. And, sir, how should one look at the distribution of the same? Do you have to create a new distribution channel? How should one look at that?
We'll build it, and when we build it, we'll bring to notice of our partners.
Okay. Okay. Great. And so just one last question, in terms of the channel inventory, how is it now that PVC prices have started to move up now? How is the channel position of the, as far as the...
Normal inventory may be on lower side only.
On the lower side. Oh, great. Got that. Thank you so much.
1,000 distributors.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and wish you all the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. If you could help us understand in terms of the CPVC growth, how has been the for the quarter, and also the plumbing segment for PVC, if the growth was in the similar fashion.
CPVC, our company had a 12% degrowth in first quarter. Plumbing segment overall with a good growth. CPVC had a degrowth. And mostly in the north and eastern market, because there were so many counterfeit producers cropped in, then we filed legal cases against many of them. We succeeded, but during the period of success, we lost some business in the first quarter in north and east. Now the action has been adequately taken, and we have made our legal department more strong. But there are so many counterfeit producers come up in eastern India and northern India.
And it's very particular to our company or it's across the brands you've noticed?
I think particular, it is applicable to Ashirwad also, it was our knowledge, and to Astral also to our knowledge.
Interesting. And you said PVC side, the plumbing has seen a good growth.
The other side, there is no issue. CPC because of expensive, so there were so many people attracted to make counterfeit. But fortunately, the legal department, the law and the courts gave full support and we could take action against them. But in the process, the business has got some loss in volume. but we are confident we'll recover.
Understood. And sir, given the correction in the PVC price on a year-on-year basis, if I see over last 12 months, could there be a case of reduction in the CPVC prices? Have you seen your purchase price for CPVC already
come down? CPVC prices already started going down.
Can you quantify how much has it already come down, sir?
There are now so many suppliers. Each supplier has got different pricing. So, okay. I can only say the prices started going down. Every supplier has dropped their price. Supplier to supplier depends.
And has that been also passed on to the channel, sir? Is there a price reduction for CPVC?
Yes, when the price dropped, we will pass it on.
Okay. So it's a similar fashion like a PVC in that sense.
It may not be similar fashion.
Understood. And sir, one more question, if I may, with respect to the storage tanks, can you elaborate a bit now as to what revenue size have we achieved and how do you see over next 3 to 5 years?
Very strong.
Any number you could put across?
Number is classified.
Got it. Understood. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Jangit from Punartha Investment Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is that you have mentioned that with the additional capacity of PVC windows and doors, the additional turnover we are expecting is 350 crores. So when do you foresee this 350 crores to come into our books?
Too early to reply. Too early. Yes, sir. Too early to reply. Let the production start first.
Okay. And what EBITDA we can expect from this additional capacity?
We will inform at the right time.
Okay.
We have shown this is the intention of the company. Company taken action. We have purchased 32 acres land and we have hired people to put the plant in operation as quickly as possible.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. This is from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening team and congratulations for the strong volume growth in the pipe business. So sir, my first question is we've reported almost a 47% of YOY volume growth in pipes. Is it fair to say that we've taken a decent amount of market share given that our newer locations have also started contributing?
Market share, we hope the market share is growing, our market share is increasing.
So, would you have a sense of what has been the industry volume growth in this quarter in pipes?
We don't see much growth, but compared to the first quarter last year, the numbers are jumbled up. Overall, the industry has reached 3.7 million tons last year of PVC, out of which 70% is plastic piping only. This year, the growth is reasonably okay in the segment.
Okay.
But we believe that our company with many locations now in operation, we will be taking some share from other people also.
Okay. And would it be fair to say that we would have taken a large amount of market share in East India now that our factories are commissioned? So incremental growth is coming in from that geography?
Right, because East India, we have now 3 plants.
Right.
Guwahati, Cuttack and Kharagpur.
Okay.
And we are quite happy with our growth in those markets.
And what would be an approximate market sizing in that side of the geography, sir? Overall market sizing? Any sense?
Overall market size in the country last year was 4.2 million tons.
Okay.
All type of plastic going in piping. Out of 4.2 million tons, we count that 65% is the organized sector.
No, sir, I was referring more to eastern part of the country, East India.
We don't have correct number with you. But okay. We are the very dominant player in East India. That is for sure.
Okay. Secondly, sir, you mentioned tanks business has been doing well. Is it fair to say that it is a value-added product for us?
It is a value-added product.
Okay. Because of late, competition has been rising and there has been some pressure on profitability, so just wanted to check.
Our quality is extremely good.
Okay, okay. And lastly, sir, on the Silpolin side, when do we expect the segment to again start getting into the value-added category?
It is partly of the division. This year only it will start going to value-added. But this major item will all go to value-added category.
Okay.
There are other segment of application will also go to value-added category.
Okay, okay. Okay, sir. Thank you for your responses and all the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is regarding margin in the plastic piping products. So if I if I compare with the fourth quarter of last year, margins have come down, have come off very sharply even after adjusting for 40 crore inventory loss. So what are the main reasons for such a big loss in margin?
You see, apart from inventory loss, the product mix is in the first question also we answered, the large volume of agri and infra, which is a lower margin business, has been done well in this quarter. And that's how so much volume growth of 48% quarter on quarter. So those volumes come with lower margin, which affects overall piping business margin per se. And in the fourth quarter of last year, you see some quantity, some benefits of the annual incentive where you achieve some incentive schemes meeting those parameters. So those incentives come only in the last quarter. Once you have crystallized, you have met the quantity criteria of the incentive scheme given by the raw material supplier.
So can you quantify the incentive, sir, if it is possible?
About 50 paisa a kg on the total quantity of PVC what you will obtain from the suppliers.
Sorry, I didn't get it, sir.
On total quantity of take, you get annual incentive about 50 paisa a kg.
Okay, 50 paisa per kg. Okay, okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. And lastly, sir, regarding composite cylinders, so are we at 100% utilization and are we going to expand any capacity there?
No, no. Already we have expanded the capacity last year in February. Presently, the delivery schedules from Indian Oil Corporation are somewhat slower. So there is no reason to expand further.
Okay.
We envisage 50%, 70% capacity utilization this year after the increase in capacity.
70% capacity utilization, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity and again congratulations on a great set of volume numbers. So my first question is regarding Supreme Petchem. While you have delivered a very healthy operational performance, we can see that the contribution from your associate has gone down drastically. So from here on, how should we look at the contribution from Supreme Petchem over the coming quarters? Do we see revival in that?
They had inventory loss in the first quarter. Now that is all behind. Now the demand is looking quite good for them for the remaining 9 months. And I think Mr. Nair will be interacting with the investor on Monday. So he'll be able to give you all the questions answered properly.
Sure. So we should expect some amount of normalization coming back in the coming quarters, right?
Yeah. We are quite optimistic. The company is doing quite well on the investment plan also. The company put a very well issue. So we are very happy with the performance of the company.
Got it, sir. So my second question, and pardon me if I'm being repetitive because we got locked out of the call for a certain time. So your guidance for volumes and margins, is that correct that 20% plus volume growth in FY24 and margins at 14% plus?
Yes, we anticipate our volume growth will be 20% plus, and our operating margin will be 14% plus.
Got it, sir. And thirdly, about the demand, you mentioned that infra and agri were the drivers this quarter. But going forward, are you seeing revival in real estate construction? And if so, from where, either rural or urban?
The housing demand is going quite strong. When we talked first quarter, this was additional demand came from agriculture infrastructure. Housing demand has never weakened. It remains strong and expected to remain strong for the remaining 8 months of the year.
Got it, sir.
Good growth, demand growth coming from infrastructure also, which may continue for the remaining part of the year.
Got it, sir. So, and lastly, on the PVC trend, you mentioned that you have seen stability in the prices in July. So, should we, inherently assume flattish prices over the coming quarters, or do you think there could be a renewed volatility into that? That's all from my side.
Volatility will remain always in the polymer, but not volatility like 2021. Always $50 plus minus continues. But presently, the trend is a little bit bullish.
Got it. So, and sorry.
The price of PVC internationally has gone up between $50 to $80 per ton in the last 4 weeks.
Got it. And just one last question. We missed the numbers of Nal Se Jal volumes that you gave in. Could you please repeat that for us? Thank you.
Nal Se Jal volume, no, we did not give exact number because there are so many products being supplied.
All right. So are you seeing renewed traction on the ground for this?
Yes, yes. That's why the infrastructure, when we're talking infrastructure, is a part of Nal Se Jal only, most of the infrastructure for providing the drinking water from reservoir to the village. So a lot of polyethylene pipes are being supplied for that only.
Got it, sir. That's helpful. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you so much for the follow-up. Sir, as far as the government business is concerned, we are doing Nal Se Jal, which is largely infrastructure pipe supplies, and we are doing the IOC order under the composite cylinder. Anything else do we do for the Indian government direct billing?
Indian government business we are doing only with Maharashtra. Otherwise, all business are done through contractors. We don't do directly.
Okay, even the composite cylinder thing is direct.
Indian Oil Corporation Limited, we can count, yes, it is a government company, but it is a public limited company now.
Yes, sir, yes. Sir. So I'm including PSUs also. So anything else we do apart from Nal Se Jal and cylinders with Indian government or public sector company?
No, that business.
Okay, got it, sir. Sir, secondly, on the composite cylinder, what is the drinking order book now?
Order book is reasonably okay. As Mr. Somani informed you, that we anticipate that we will be able to sell 70% of our capacity.
Which basically means that we'll sell about 7 lakh cylinders this year, right?
If we have 900,000 pieces, so
besides it
may be 30,000.
I thought the capacity was about 1 million units, right?
Yeah, 1 million,
but when order comes, we will try to make more, no issue.
Depending on the size of the cylinder.
Acha, okay. So different sizes, till why you can sell about 9 lakh pieces, is it?
Yeah, please.
Okay, got it, sir. And lastly, PVC window and door, that is also a value-added product?
It should be value-added.
Okay. And that definition of 17% margin remains, right? Is there any change to that?
It can be maintained 17%.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. All the best, sir.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Liladhar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So the first question related to the capacity increase in the piping segment, you had mentioned to reach from 6 lakhs to 7.5 lakhs. Should I consider the four of the new initiative or the systems you are adding in the piping system, that is also included in the capacity expansion in that? That's a gas piping system and the silent piping?
The production will be fully available next year only. They are putting the investment, some investment made out 55 also this year, like polypropylene silent pipe system. The advantage of the system may be available only next year. PP industrial piping also may be available next year. The polyethylene gas piping also is to go on through the approval process. So that also benefit may come next year. Only PA aluminium PE pipe we have already put in the market and that is already being sold by the company. So out of the four new system, the benefit will start accruing to the company from next year. Money will be invested this year.
Okay. And can you more elaborate on the gas piping system uses, where it is used?
The polyethylene pipe supplied to the various gas companies like Mahanagar Gas Limited, who are supplying gas to the household. Like water to household, gas is also being supplied to household by piping system. And now government is putting more thrust to supply gas to household instead of supplementing the LPG cylinder.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Gas companies are operating already in India and those gas companies require pipe for carrying the gas to the house.
Right, sir. Sir, can you give the for this quarter the volume contribution number for the three segments like plumbing, agri, infra, and the piping? How much is that contributed?
We don't have a separate number because the pipes are used. The pipes we sold, agri pipe, are used for housing also. So
Properly
differentiate, please.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my question. All the best.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Kamal from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. I just want to ask that if I was looking at the realizations per kg for the packaging products, which has fallen by 6%. However, I can see an EBIT per kg increased by 6% YOY. Can you please elaborate where we have performed better in this?
No, again, can you repeat your question?
I was saying, if you look at the realizations per kg for the packaging product, it has fallen by 6% YOY.
No, packaging, you see, they have three segments and the prototype packaging, cross-laminated packaging, and the performance packaging. So, prototype packaging, which was languishing till previous years, they started doing well. They are developing various new and customized solutions for their customers. So definitely their realization per kg has improved. And so the margins also.
Okay. Got it. And can you please let us know what was the overall capacity utilization for this quarter?
For this quarter, as a company, we have produced about 150,000 tons of products. You are talking about the company as a whole, no?
Yes.
Yeah. So against the capacity of 8 lakh metric ton, if you have quarterly capacity of 200,000 metric ton, and we have produced 150,000.
75%. Okay. Got it. Thank you so much. That's it.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Srinath from Bellwether Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So the CPVC growth for the entire industry was negative last quarter, sir, or did we face a unique issue because of our yeast?
It was negative. For the country, for the quarter, I don't have the numbers.
Okay. And this is only impacting CPVC, or you're seeing spurious products in PVC also in the Northeast market, sir?
Then you could not have growth of 48%.
Got it. So,
48% by volume in the first quarter in piping.
Got it. So the issue is only in CPVC.
Only in CPVC, which was mostly due to counterfeit pipe being supplied in northern Eastern Indian market.
Got it. And so if our total volume.
Power mine.
Please go ahead, sir. Hello?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, sir, so if our total degrowth was 10%, our Northeast degrowth would have been significantly higher than that, sir. Is that fair to assume that?
No, we told you we had a degrowth of 12% and the degrowth in North and East was more than 12%.
Perfect, perfect, sir. And last one, sir, I missed the first 15 minutes of the call. The Hargar Jal kind of... any qualitative comments on what would the contribution be at least to the value top line? Because in volume terms, of course, you know, there are different pieces and it becomes a little complicated. Would it be fair understanding that maybe about 300-400 crores of revenue largely came out of that program, sir?
No, very difficult to quantify. Nalsajal revenue from Nalsajal supplies.
Nalsajal supplies, we started only properly from this year only.
Yeah, so in the 1,600 crores, sir, would it, you know?
Nearly 7,000 ton initial material. And we get around maybe 140 rupees a kilo. So maybe on 7,000 tons, maybe 100 crore rupees.
Okay, perfect, sir. So about 100 crore rupees would be the likely revenue that we would accrue from. Perfect, sir. Thanks a lot. I'll get back into the question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted a, I had a question. You have indicated around 15% volume growth guidance for the full year. If we take this Nalsajal Maharashtra government order out, how should we look at it? Will that number come down to around 12%? I am taking into account 140 rupees per kg, what you just indicated in the prior
question. I don't follow.
No, sir, 50% volume growth has been now enhanced to 20% plus volume growth in today's call for the company as a year. For this year.
We told earlier 15% CAGR basis for just 3-4 years. But for this year, we are saying that our growth overall will be 20%, and in piping segment, we may grow between 23-25%.
Sure, sir. Then it helps. Then the implied number goes to around 17% X messages. That's helpful, sir. And sir, revenue guidance, does it remain the same or does that also change?
Revenue guidance from 11,500 we told in the... Now we are talking 11,000 crore around.
11,000
crore. Because the price will come down.
Correct. But sir, if I look at 11,500 crores of top line and the stated EBITDA margin guidance, is it still 13.5-14% or have we changed that, sir?
We talked today 11,000 crore and operating profit margin guidance 14%. Which make 1,540 crore rupees.
Correct. Sure, sir. Then it would imply EBITDA per kg for the balance 3 quarters at nearly 26-27 rupees versus what we reported in this quarter was 21 rupees. Are we comfortable on incremental guidance on per kg basis as well, given we already qualified the margin as well as the top line, sir?
Overall, the company.
You see, this quarter, there was about inventory losses, which about 3 rupees a kg. So 21 rupees becomes 24 rupees in your balance if you normalize conditions. And with a more volume of agri and infra, the relation per kg was lower in the first quarter, which is definitely going to increase as we move ahead.
Sure. This is very helpful. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. We have the next question from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, the guidance which you just spoke about, is it at EBIT level or is it at EBITDA level?
EBITDA level.
EBITDA level. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
So thanks a lot for the follow-up opportunity. You also mentioned volumes for industrial and packaging division. I think I missed that. Some 64,000 and one more number. If at all you could repeat that.
Okay, yes. For both these segments, the industrial product segment, about 64,000 total number for the volume for the current year. And for packaging also about 64,000 metric ton for the year.
Okay, so both 64,000 metric tons for the year.
Besides maybe 67,000 on composition industry, 67,000 industrial.
And 64,000 packaging.
And 64 is about packaging.
Understood, sir. Thanks. Thanks a lot, sir. Very helpful.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as that was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you very much. We thank all the participants to raise very analytical and incisive questions. We thank all of them for their time and analyzing our working and guiding us. Thank you all. Please.
Thank you.
On behalf of Mr. Somani and Mr. Sabu, we thank all of them.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.